Students' Book, page 30. 2. Read, listen, and match the people, speeds, and places with the facts.
The History of the Car. 1769. The first self-propelled car.
Nicolas Cugnot was an engineer in the French army. In 1769, he used a steam engine to power a three-wheeled cart so that it moved by itself. The cart travelled at walking speed, and the army used it to pull heavy cannons into battle. At that time, no one thought about transporting people with the cart.
1801. The first UK steam cars.
Before 1801, many people in the UK travelled about in carriages pulled by horses. Then Richard Trevithick found a way of making steam engines much smaller, and he put one of these engines on a carriage. His new horseless carriage was called the Puffing Devil. More and more people could now travel in carriages.
1865. The first speed limits.
Engines continued to get better, and horseless carriages became faster. The Locomotive Law in 1865 set the maximum speed of these vehicles at 3 kilometres an hour in towns and 6 kilometres an hour in the country. You also had to have someone to walk in front waving a red flag. No one could imagine that 100 years later, cars would travel at far greater speeds.
1896. The first motor car death.
On the 17th of August, 1896, Bridget Driscoll stepped out into the road and a car killed her. This was the first fatal road accident. The car was travelling at a speed of 6.5 kilometres an hour. The police investigator described it as an accident, and he didn't expect it to happen again. Unfortunately, the police investigator was totally wrong. Between 1951 and 2006, a total of 309,144 people died in accidents on British roads.
1903. The world's biggest motor company begins.
Ford wasn't the first motor company. The French were the first to open a car factory in 1889. But Ford, in the USA, quickly became the biggest. The factory opened in 1903, and in the next 24 years, they built 15 million Model Ts. It took workers just 93 minutes to make each car. Ford made it possible for lots of people to buy a car.
1965. Pollution control.
Until 1965, no one worried about air pollution from traffic. In that year, California passed laws to control the pollution from cars. The rest of the world soon followed their example, and driving became a little greener. The rise in the price of oil in the 1970s made driving more expensive too. These days, making cars greener is the biggest challenge for the car industry.
This is the end of CD 1.